coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. And I'm excited for you to be joining us. I have a great show lined up for you. With me is Randy Taylor, and going to be coming up momentarily. First, I want to set the stage here today. There's going to be some dot connecting, okay? Yeah, and when people say that, you know, people, you've got to really understand that everything we're seeing, and when I say that, I don't mean that disparagingly, but people have to understand that everything we're seeing from what's going on in Ukraine in present tense to what happened in the with the Arab Spring, which was not a spontaneous uprising, but a planned operation. Arab Spring is connected to what's going on in Ukraine. Syria, Libya, Benghazi, that's connected to what's going on. This one world government's new world order, whatever you want to call it, this arrangement of powers has been going on for a long time. And Eric the Tech, you are brilliant. That is a brilliant, brilliant GIF, right? On the screen is a Connect Four rotating image. That's fantastic. And think of it this way. From my investigative viewpoint, now I'm a career investigator. I am not a talk show host. I do investigations for a living. And when I come upon a crime scene, whatever it might be, you look at the details. You look at the granular level details, the small things, because many times people walk over the small things. Then you look at the big picture. You've got to look at both. Okay, now I'm going to show you a couple of videos. Randy and I are, and the one video is from Dan Bongino, who called a couple of things distractions. No, Dan, I want to correct you ahead of time. Those are details, not distractions. I know what you mean. And in short and in sum, you are correct in the grand scheme of things. But you cannot overlook the details, call them distractions. Okay, this is not a disparaging thing against Dan. It's just a way of looking at things. So the reason we do these exercises is so you know what to expect, so you can see what's coming, that it's not going to be a surprise when a nuke goes off at the western border of Ukraine or wherever. Okay, you're not going to be surprised. Or if something happens here in the continental United States, again, you're not going to be surprised. But before I bring Randy on, I just want to lay this out. The Tucker Carlson, before we get to the main video, I got a couple of random things that are connected. I'll tell you what we'll do. Eric the Tech, let's go to video 3. This is a 42-second video. This just came out. This is Ghislaine Maxwell talking about the disposition of Jeffrey Epstein. And again, Jeffrey Epstein is involved in this, as well as Ghislaine Maxwell. And all of the people involved in sex trafficking, they're involved up to their eyeballs in Ukraine and other countries. They're the people that are using humans and children, not that there's a distinction there, as the currency of the globalist regime. So let's play very quickly video 3.
No, he didn't. I don't believe he did. I believe that he was murdered. Well, shocked. And I wondered how it had happened. Because as far as I was concerned, I was sure he was going to appeal and I was sure that he was covered under the non-prosecution agreement.
Yeah.
But I wasn't in the indictment. So I wasn't mentioned. I wasn't even one of the co-conspirators.
All right. That's a snippet from an interview. But the bottom line is, yes, I believe he was murdered. And I do as well. Okay. Benjamin Franklin, this is a quote attributed to Benjamin Franklin. Randy Taylor, I'll bring you on with this. How can three people keep a secret, Randy Taylor?
I'd say you have to kill two of them.
There you go. Randy, you're looking well.
Thanks. Welcome to the show. rough morning, my friend.
Well, they're all rough mornings sometimes. I mean, they seem like me. You know, it's so
when good you, when you get this. Up when you get up and you feel like you got it, about 4 minutes later you get hit by a car. You know, well, about hip level.
It's good to see you.
It's always good to be here with you folks, and I love you guys.
Yes,
I come on here because I love my country. I love my God. I love my patriot friends and all of the Christians around me. And while I have a second, I'm going to steal a second of your time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Folks, listen, I've had some people send money in to me via check. I love you guys and I appreciate it. Please, please, any money that is sent in, even if it's for you wanted to make sure it gets to me, that's fine. It has to go to Hagman Investigative Services. Go to the page, the donation page, and you'll see it. Even if you want to get it to Randy Taylor, just make a note somewhere on in the memos. Send an email in. You send me an email. Send Doug an email. Whatever. Folks, when you send a check in that says Randy Taylor, okay, because I don't bank in the U.S., it creates a huge problem for me. And when you get done with the exchange rates and everything, there's nothing there. I'm just telling you. And it's just an unbelievable thing. And I don't want to get into any tax issues in the United States, period. Okay. I don't. Trust me. They would love to step on me for something. That ain't going to be one of them. Okay. Please. All right. If you've sent one that says Randy Taylor, and no offense, it's coming back to you. It will be mailed back to you with a sincere thank you. I'm telling you, thank you. I love you. Please reissue it if you're going to Hagman Investigative Services and send it in to Doug. Okay. This is set up years ago. This is how it works. Okay. And listen, folks, I love you guys and I don't draw a paycheck. You understand what I'm saying? So let's not put me in a weird situation with the IRS or anything, please. Okay. Please, please. All right. Because I don't, you know, it's like talking to house plants. I don't want to get into it. But listen, folks, I love you and thank you so much. I have received some generous contributions. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to mail them back to you and ask you to reissue them, Doug, to Doug at Hagman Investigative Services. But hey, don't put Doug's name on it.
Yeah, don't Hagman, put my name. That's
don't put right. Doug's name on it. Hagman Investigative Services. It's right on the website. And please, and listen, I hate to be a pain in the butt. I know a lot of times I'm a pain in the butt. But I'm going to ask that of you. I ask nothing of you folks except that. And please continue to support the show.
And thank you. And I make sure that he gets everything that's
there. Trust me. This is my best friend you're talking about here. Trust me. Okay. If a nickel came in and it was, if he wasn't sure, he'd give it to me.
Yeah,
if that was the case. You understand what I'm saying? It's my best friend. Don't think that there's any, please don't ever think like that. That man take a bullet for me and vice versa. Thank you.
Some mornings I feel like I have, as you as you do too.
More like a shotgun blast some mornings, my friend.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Folks, I'm glad you're here. This is very what Doug said, and we've said this before. Everything is connected. Everything. We're a captive audience being played to. Know it. And when they control the media, they've pretty well got you as far as what you're going to see and what your content is. You know what I mean? What you intake. Pay attention today. Doug?
Well, and it's interesting because today Liberty Daily came out with a headline that the George Soros has co-opted the media and keeps criticism down. You know, welcome to the party, right? So, yeah. Okay. And we've seen examples of this. Antifa, for one, and we'll go to video one, the first two segments. Video one, Tucker Carlson, Antifa. Antifa is back in force. Now, folks, you can go to HagmanReport.com and watch this segment either on Rumble or Brighteon. And please subscribe to both and yes. Give us a like or thumbs up or whatever it might be, Rumble. But and feel free to leave a comment there because we do read the comments. Now, okay, so what's happening in the United States has been a planned operation. We are a captured operation, as you said. And I go back to the opening statement, how do three people keep secrets? You kill two. Epstein is a classic example. What got me, and I don't know whether you saw this, this has been making the rounds. What's that? Damar Hamlin showed up at the game yesterday? Yeah, okay. Did y'all think of something weird? Did that look a little weird to you?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
No.
Oh, it was on Sunday. It was on Sunday. Okay. Yeah. I didn't see it either. I saw the replays of it, and
is that the guy that ate it on the field?
Yeah, he's the one that had the cardiac event.
Yeah.
All right. Look, there's something there. I've been getting emails about that. There's something there. There's something not right because they didn't show his face. He was in a box, cubicle or whatever they call those things above the field. With a mask and with a parka and didn't show his face.
So it could have been anybody for that matter.
Yeah. And look, I don't know. I haven't, you know what, Randy Taylor, I've not drilled down into this, but all I know is the way that this was rolled out. It just didn't seem right. There's something not right there, but I don't know what it is. And I haven't had time to look at it. So we'll get
it. But we get those. You can't put your finger on it. It'll come to you.
Yeah, and
that'll come to you.
And you know there have been times, just have a conversation. You know there have been times when you walk into a room, a situation, or an area, and the little tinglies get the hairs on the back of your neck, they stand up, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know there's something not right. You know that you're, you know, there's something about ready to,
It's that bad. Sixth sense. Yeah, it's that sixth sense. They save your life, too.
Oh, yes, yes. So, and I would urge everyone to really follow that sixth sense. But when I look at different things, I'm thinking, okay, the spidey senses are going off. Tucker Carlson talked, I think it was yesterday, about Antifa coming back in force. Now, there's that. There's Biden, Ukraine, and George Soros that you mentioned. And, of course, I played the 42-second Ghislaine Maxwell thing. The heck with this. Instead of going to Tucker Carlson, let's go to the main video. I'm driving Eric crazy. Let's go to primary video two, connecting the dots on Biden, Ukraine, and George Soros together. This is Dan Bongino. This runs several minutes. Randy Taylor, you jump in and say, you know, pause it if you want to pause it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Folks, watch this. And understand the granular level details. And again, he mentions, and I think I kept this in, he mentions about things being distractions. There I disagree with him. Beyond that, I don't. But let's go ahead and play it. And like I said, you call to stop at any time if you want to opine.
Yeah, sure.
Okay? All right. Okay. All right. So we'll go to primary video two.
About the classified documents themselves. The media is telling you, as I always say, a story. Not the story. Those aren't the same things. Listen, we could debate the Mar-a-Lago raid versus the Biden documents. Did Biden know about them or the lack of visitor logs at his residence, whatever. They're all distractions. Tonight, I'm going to tie it together for you and make the case that the real story here is about what's inside the documents that has the Democrats terrified if we ever find out. It's why the left is reacting like this.
And there, I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there.
Again, that's for the Department of
Why
Justice.
Why is it a DOJ
and
question?
And let's be clear, it's not your decision to make of what I can or can't answer from here. I already answered your question. Go ahead.
You really didn't.
Well, I did.
Referring to the photograph of the Biden garage, I don't know what your garage looks like, but here's the photograph. In that garage, but that does not look like what a secure location would be.
Is that the tipping point was finding those documents, those classified documents at his home.
Looks
in
like
his
your garage,
garage
right? It's your car.
You want the real story?
Yeah, all right.
Just follow the money. If you follow the money, we can connect everything. From the classified documents to why the Trump impeachment hoax happened, even the Russiagate story. Let's start with what we know. And the leftist freak out to this segment is going to be something to watch because it's based on facts. During Obama's administration, Ukraine, it was a piggy bank, folks, for lobbyists and elites eager to peddle influence in Washington. It was a piggy bank for funneling dirty money from Ukraine back into Washington. Everybody knows it. And it's fairly obvious at this point that Joe Biden, the point man on Ukraine, he wanted a piece of that. So when Putin threatened Ukraine in 2014 and 2015, Biden, of course, was the point man there. And according to the Washington Post, this is interesting. Joe Biden wanted to send weapons to Ukraine, but was overruled by Obama. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden, his son, with zero experience on the matter whatsoever, was on the board of a Ukrainian energy company called Burisma. Big coincidence, right? Well, hold on. Let's just keep following the money here. Remember, it's not about the media telling you a story. That's what they want to do. It's about the story. Follow the money. When Burisma, Hunter Biden's company, was being investigated by a Ukrainian prosecutor, Papa Joe openly talked about withholding financial aid if the Ukrainian prosecutor wasn't fired. You may have seen this clip before, but pay very close attention to the end of it.
I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a got fired. So they made some genuine, substantial changes institutionally and with people. But in one of the three institutions, there's now some backsliding. So when we left, the first thing I spent a lot of time, as did Mike, because this was his territory.
Oh, it was Mike's territory? Mm-hmm. While he's on stage, Joe Biden bragging about getting a prosecutor fired for investigating his son's company. Who is Mike? Well, he's talking about the guy sitting next to him on stage, Michael Carpenter, who used to work for the Department of Defense on Russia and Ukraine. That's the same Michael Carpenter who was the managing director of the Penn Biden Center think tank. This is bananas. The same one where the classified documents on Ukraine were found. Isn't that just so weird? How does that always happen? Let that sink in for a minute. The same guy who worked for Obama's DOJ.
Randy Taylor.
Yes, sir.
There are no coincidences. You know, Bannon's got a sign something about, I mean, there are no coincidences, right? Okay.
I had a detective tell me that once, and I've lived by that.
Okay. Because now, I don't know how many people or how many broadcasts, podcasts, or radio shows have brought that out. That we've all seen that, well, son of a bee, you know, he's fired, but not that Michael Carpenter connection.
In fact, the one in Council of Foreign Relations, it was almost a different film.
Yes.
The one that's been pumped all these years.
Exactly.
And pumped by the conservatives, too. Don't think this is... Yeah.
Right. Right. Because people don't do their research like you do, and we do.
Yeah. And so what you basically do when you do that is you propagate what they want you to propagate.
There it is.
Oh, okay. We don't want to do that now, do we? Think about it.
And we've got plenty of people on our side doing that unwittingly.
And it's what you just said, Doug. Nobody digs. They open it up and they go, wow, forward that.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, it's all over social media and the lick of truth to it.
Exactly.
Thanks for making our job easier.
Yeah, and we see this time and time
conservatives
again.
Patriots, stop it.
Yeah, we love your intent and your enthusiasm, but verify before.
Oh, and heaven forbid you call somebody out on it.
Oh, yes.
Now you're bad, you're evil, and I might as well have been holding Obama's hand when I printed it.
Exactly. Brother,
let's connect these dots. And these people, folks, please understand, these things were in play years ago.
Okay, here's what people. Randy Taylor, you know, we're reformatting and bringing out a new product for people because we were deplatformed, and people are going to be so excited. Hopefully it'll be out this week. Okay. Cool. You have written some really great well-researched articles that will appear, and people don't know that we were on this back in 2014.
Oh, you were all over too. Don't hand it all to me. You were on this. We were all over. As a collective effort.
And that's about the time, right? Well, that's a little after the time, but around that time you said, look, you know, who are the good guys? So, okay, let's continue this video and watch this carefully because it goes beyond Michael Carpenter. Here it is.
OD on Ukraine ran Biden's think tank. Again, a big coinkydink, I'm sure. But stay with me here. We're still following the money. Here's another coincidence. Don't you think, again, it's weird that the DOJ in their recent statement said that they were at the Biden residence for the classified document search? But why weren't they at the Penn Biden Center? Someone hiding something? Speaking of Ukraine investigations, one of the biggest pro-Ukraine lobbyists in 2016 was a woman by the name of Daria Kalaniuk. She conveniently was the director of a George Soros-funded anti-corruption group, ANT-AC. Well, why does this matter? Well, Daria Kalaniuk and her group, according to reports, coordinated with the U.S. Embassy to pressure Ukrainian prosecutors to stop investigating the Soros group in 2016 in Ukraine, where Hunter Biden worked and Joe Biden was the point man. They allegedly had a do not prosecute list, but here's where it gets really weird. There was a do prosecute list they wanted as well. Remember Russiagate, the hoax that began when the same group targeted Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort for his what? Financial dealings in Ukraine. So Manafort knew about Ukraine, meaning Trump probably did too. Then another Soros-affiliated group hired Fusion GPS, the creator of the Russian dossier. You believe that? Again, super coincidental, man. Remember, it's not about a story. It's about the story. And here's another outstanding coincidence, all centered on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's grift in Ukraine. Read this 2017 headline from Politico, left-wing outlet Politico, about Ukrainians targeting Trump to keep him from getting elected. They did, right? In 2017? Why did they not want Trump in office, Ukrainians? Maybe because some of those Ukrainians knew that Trump knew about the Ukrainian piggy bank the Bidens were partaking in. And they wanted to make sure you didn't know about it. Well, when they failed to stop Trump with the Russia hoax, they had to impeach him, especially after Zelensky. He asked Zelensky to investigate Ukrainian corruption, a.k.a. the links to Joe and Hunter Biden. So right on cue, along comes a whistleblower out of nowhere and the phone call with the alleged quid pro quo.
Donald J. Trump. Once again, the president of the United States is in big trouble.
Historic news from Capitol Hill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing a formal impeachment inquiry of President Trump.
The president of the United States recognizes that there is in this whistleblower's documents terrible evidence of the president's corruption.
The whistleblower's memo about the call says that the official described the call as crazy, frightening.
And here comes, as if on cue, right, our Ukrainian friend again, who was running George Soros' little ANT-AC group over there, who just shockingly parrots the exact same talking points as the whistleblower who, oddly enough, she reportedly met with in 2015 at the White House. Again, another outstanding coincidence, folks. Listen, are these classified documents found at Biden's think tank run by Michael Carpenter, who was on stage with them as they were threatening to fire the prosecutor? Does it expose what Biden was up to, taking advantage of the Ukrainian piggy bank through his son, using his son, Hunter Biden? Was Biden acting as a foreign agent in Ukraine? I'm not talking about 007. I'm talking in the monetary sense. See why Hunter's financial support of his father is such a big deal now? Follow the money. Ukraine was a piggy bank. Joe Biden wanted a piece. It's not about us story. It's about the story. And I know liberals, you get confused really easily about these scandals, but only when they involve Democrats. So I did a little quick whiteboard summation for you of the Biden scandal. It's called the Lib Guide to Scandal. Here, Ukraine gave money to Hunter despite having no skills. Hunter sent money to Dad. Dad then lobbies for Ukraine for both weapons and money to Ukraine. Hard? You need a picture of it? I can put it on my Instagram. Folks, now do you understand why the Democrats want everyone distracted about whether or not Joe Biden should have classified documents? They don't care about classified documents. They don't want us to know what's in them because it could expose one of the biggest scandals in U.S. history. Just follow the money.
All right. And most importantly, Randy Taylor, what Dan did not bring out is this is not just Joe and Hunter Biden. This is not just the Democrats. This is Republicans as well.
Oh, yeah. You got Mitt Romney. You got these other guys in there. You have a whole collection of congressmen and senators in the legislative branch. You have people in the executive branch. You have people in the military, and you have people in the military industry. They're all tied into this.
Exactly.
Ooh. And every one of those that I just mentioned is benefiting financially right now from that war.
And
you say, how? You sit down and do the math. The end to them justifies the means.
Bingo.
Okay.
And the
means are very bloody and costly. And guess what? We're the ones paying it. The elite is not paying it.
That's right. It's not their children.
And one other thing, and don't think for one second that Putin is along with the New World Order. He is a big stumbling block, in my opinion.
Kind of like Trump in a way. But yeah. I think he wants a New World Order different than the one being planned out.
Well, that is just like when this Arab Spring thing. And folks, understand the Arab Spring, please. I'll explain it to you quickly.
Good. Yes.
Very, very quickly. A one world government would be acceptable by a lot of governments in the world. Okay. If not willingly, they'd be forced into it. No problem. All right. But you had some leaders, especially Middle Eastern leaders, who did not want a one world government run by some white guy. Okay. They want a caliphate. True, one world government, but it's Islamic. Your hardcore guy, Saddam Hussein, who fancied himself as the king of Persia, okay? And he felt he was up there with Nebuchadnezzar.
Yes.
In fact, his photograph is on the side of a building, several buildings, actually, I think in Babylon, in that area. You have Nebuchadnezzar and Saddam Hussein's likeness on the same buildings.
Yep.
He wanted to be Nebuchadnezzar. Anybody's familiar with the Old Testament knows the power that that man had. Okay. And he fancied himself that way. Then you look over at Libya, Muammar Gaddafi. Okay. He was not about, Gaddafi was not about to turn things over to a new world order. Okay. So he gets toppled. Saddam Hussein gets toppled. Mubarak in Egypt got toppled.
Yes.
Why? Now, that part is still a little fuzzy. The only thing that made sense in the whole deal was when Obama tried to use his influence to insert the Muslim Brotherhood as the ruling, basically the ruling party in Egypt.
Remember the Cairo speech by Obama.
And all of this is so forgotten by most people. And they're smart enough to spread it over the years and fill your mind with a bunch of crap in between that people forget this. They don't put these pieces together. That's what we're doing today. Okay. Now, who was next? Assad in Syria was next.
Yep.
That fell apart. That was the beginning of the end of the original Arab Spring. I'm missing something in there. Doug, I'm missing somebody.
Well, okay, so
there's another player that was taken out, and it's not right on the top of my head. Forgive me, folks.
Well, I'm not sure you're missing anything. What I want to add is that whole issue with Benghazi, the importance there was Hillary Clinton was operating that CIA compound that was funneling money and troops to take out Assad.
And Stevens was also the broker of the Al-Qaeda U.S. deals.
Correct.
For weapons and arms. And I honestly think that Stevens was about ready to speak up.
Okay, remember the Turkish ambassador that visited Stevens on the night that of the attack? And that was 9/11/12, I think. On that night, that whole neighborhood where the CIA compound, they call it an embassy or consulate, it was BS. It was three buildings. Anyway, they let that Turkish ambassador out before they attacked that building. So Turkey, if you left anything out, it might be Turkey's role in all of this. But beyond that, yeah, I think you summed it up nicely.
Yeah, that and folks, that this was implemented by Bush Sr.
And there you go. Okay. So
he's the operating, what we'll call the operating partner in this globalist thing. He's so in it up to his eyeballs. It's not even funny. This goes back to the Kennedy assassination.
Yes, and
folks,
9/11.
Once again, I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump like that. Another dot, though.
But you, what you just said about Bush Senior, Bush Herbert Walker Bush, 9/11, 1991, the thousand points of light. Okay, speech. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, 10 years later, 9/11.
Thousand points of light.
Yeah,
thousand point of light. Yeah,
but that had a very Illuminati significance. But what you said about the Kennedy assassination, I went over yesterday certain things about the '60s that involved MK Ultra mind control that seems to be in play today still. Mm-hmm. But okay, so the groundwork was laid over a period of time, and so you're absolutely right, man.
And these have been bits and pieces of their dream, you know, periodically implemented over time. And we just look at it as, oh, it's just history. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Now, let me just briefly interrupt you here and yes, bring in this. Okay. The page one KeyWiki, George Soros. Now, you can use the attachment here because what's happening in the United States is a Soros template, but it's also an extension, and I think you would agree with me, of establishing chaos to take down the country, the stumbling block to the New World Order. So if you look at that, the seven-step plan or whatever it is, the seven steps of collapse of a country, Antifa, anyone? Okay, the financial market, anyone? And why, you know, would this be? So when I say Antifa, you've got to create chaos. When you mention Donald Trump in this context, Donald Trump, of course, was not supposed to get in. And, of course, Trump attempted to expose some of this. Well, they had to take him out. How did they do it? Through Antifa. And very briefly, if we can go to video one, and the two segments, they're a minute apiece, roughly. Segment one and segment two, Tucker Carlson, Antifa is back in force. The entire segment is like, I don't know, 10 minutes, but it will just take a minute for segment one and segment two. And then on the other side, I'd like to hear your comments, or on the other side of video one, I want to hear your comments on this, if you don't mind. Are we ready for segment one? Okay, here we go.
Whatever happened to Antifa? Ever wonder that? The shadowy, heavily armed left-wing militia group, the guys dressed like stormtroopers in black masks. You remember them, of course, well from the summer of 2020. They burned our cities that year, churches and police stations and courthouses. Now, the point of the violence they committed, the extensive violence and the killings they committed, was to defeat Donald Trump, make the country so chaotic that voters would want to change. And they were effective in doing that, so effective that Kamala Harris herself raised money to bail them out of jail. In the end, Antifa played a pivotal role in our presidential election that year, more so than any other organized bloc of voters. Then, the moment Joe Biden was inaugurated, Antifa seemed to disappear. Nobody asked any questions about where they went, much less about who they were or who was paying them. They'd served their purpose, and then they left. So in retrospect, it's very clear who Antifa was and is. Antifa is the armed instrument of the permanent Democratic establishment in Washington. Their job is to mobilize when politically necessary. Now, this is a new thing in the United States, but political militia are a common feature in third world politics. They're a staple in Haiti. In our country, however, only one party has them, the Democratic Party. They're the only ones with armed militia in the street. So with that in mind, it's interesting to note that Antifa is back in force. And that's probably not a very good sign for Joe Biden. If nothing else, Antifa has a solid track record of getting rid of sitting presidents.
Okay, now, Randy Taylor, let me ask you this question. We opened up with, you know, how many people can, if three people have a secret, how many people, or how can three people keep a secret? You got to kill two of them. Well, the second option to that would be to compromise, you know, if not kill three, compromise, or kill one, compromise the other.
Yeah.
Okay, now, bring forward what's happening to Biden right now with respect to all of these documents.
I think he's being sacrificed, personally.
But why?
I believe he's being, well, they want a graceful way to get the guy out of office before 2024. He can't. If he ran up against Trump again, I honestly think he'd get slaughtered. If he went up and goes up against DeSantis, he'd be slaughtered.
If he ran up against one of the little rascals, he'd get slaughtered.
Ah, but that proves a point. Yes, meaning Bush had screwed things up in the Middle East so bad that when he ran against Obama, it wouldn't matter if Obama was wearing a clown outfit. You know what I'm saying? They would have voted for him. People were so disgusted with George Bush. The Democrats saw how that worked, and they turned around and they did the same thing with Trump. They bomb blasted this man with so many things that people were disgusted by him. A lot of people, even middle of the range people, the only ones that stuck with him were his patriots. And once again, the Democrats ran that show. We had 4 years of wasted presidency. Dead time. We could have accomplished so much in that time, but that was run by the Democrats.
Yes.
And the thing is, Trump didn't do anything that Biden isn't doing. But nobody, here's the problem. We expose these things all the time. Nobody's doing anything about it.
Oh, okay.
That's where the United States government is going to get their ass in a sling.
I love it.
The stuff has been brought to you. It's been presented to your dumbasses. And you refuse to do anything about it. Now, when you refuse to do something about it, what do you think is going to happen, U.S. government? It goes back to the people, you dumbasses. You holler about patriots, but you keep dumping it in the patriots' lap. Why?
This is a good segue to this minute and 15-second segment, too. Man, it's almost like you read these notes beforehand.
No, actually, I didn't.
I know.
Okay.
All right. Here's segment two of the same. If folks go to HagmanReport.com, click on the link or open up the description box. And again, I've got some exciting stuff. Eric, the tech really is built. And God love that man. But here's segment two.
Four square on the side of the people in charge. Always. That's who they run cover for. So they're not actually defending Antifa. They're defending the people who benefit from Antifa. And that's the Democratic Party. And in case you doubt the connection, consider Representative Catherine Clark of Massachusetts, she, her. Catherine Clark is one of the most senior Democrats in the House of Representatives. In fact, she's the minority whip. She's the one who was so worried about climate change. Remember, she told you that her kids are having nightmares about it. Didn't stop her from buying a $1 million oceanfront home, but whatever. So Catherine Clark's own son, Jared Dowell, was rioting along with Antifa in Boston on Saturday night. He was vandalizing a monument on Boston Common when police tried to arrest him. Jared Dowell and other protesters then assaulted the police, causing the specific officer to bleed from the nose and mouth. Oh, that was her son. So Catherine Clark was forced to issue a statement about this, of course. By the way, stop talking about her personal life. If you knew what the personal lives of the people who run the Democratic Party are actually like, you would understand their politics much better. So Catherine Clark issues a statement and refers to her son as her, quote, daughter, of course, and wrote that, quote, this is a very difficult time in the cycle of joy and pain in parenting. It's just, you know, part of the cycle where your adult son pretends to be a woman and attacks police officers. Totally normal. It's just part of the cycle of parenting.
And I had that slightly out of order. I apologize, but what he said there is so critical. This is the life of the, I refuse to call them Democrats, they're communists, and they're trying to change the fabric, moral and the entire fabric of our country. Okay, now, compare the Antifa clip that you saw that, you know, from 2020 to what happened on January 6th, and understand the guy with Pelosi's feet on the desk was just sentenced to essentially a life in prison. Why? Go ahead.
And for what? For what we're talking about, for what Antifa does, for what Black Lives Matter does. Those people on January 6th, if I could see a vandalism charge, I could see it's maybe in a couple cases that there were some assaults between them, some conflicts. But this is not what is being portrayed. And none of those sentences are really, in my are justified. I'm sorry. This is a democratic society. They have a right to say to what they want to say.
Yes.
That is so Russia. That is so China. It's not even Russia anymore. Putin's got more respect for protesters than that.
Okay? Surely, yes.
Fact. Okay. That is Chinese hardcore communist discipline is what we witnessed January 6th against us. And I don't understand. And Doug, maybe you can answer this for me. Why haven't the dollars, the Trump dollars and the big dollars that these Republicans can raise, why haven't they put together an hour-long thing presenting their side of it and showing where police were letting people in? You could absolutely derail the Democrats if you did it right, and I would use their methods to do it. I would do it through television.
Okay, I have two answers. I got a two-part answer to that.
Okay,
and I'm glad you brought that up because it's very relevant. Tonight, there's going to be a debate for the head of the RNC, Rhonda McDaniel, in the hot seat, Harmeet Dhillon.
She's pretty sharp, though.
Yeah,
She's
a deep state moron, in my view. But okay, she's
really
sharp.
No.
But you've got to give her credit for being as sharp as she is. But yes.
She's very fast with her facts.
Okay.
You got to give her that. I wouldn't want to put it this way. I wouldn't want to debate her.
Well, she didn't want to debate, period. but okay. And then Harmeet Dhillon, I don't have a lot of faith in. And then there's Mike Lindell, who will be on this program, I guarantee you. If I can ever pin him down, because he's running everywhere. Brandon House, a friend of the program, you know.
I'll fly in for that.
I'll fly you in.
Absolutely,
on my back.
That would be one of the greatest shows we ever did.
Yeah, but Mike is going to be part of this debate. So the first part of that is the leadership of the RNC. They don't want to show that. And the second part is the 14,000 hours of video was just released. And, you know, that was previously withheld by the Communist Party and the J6 committee. They didn't want any of that released any more than they want Paul Pelosi's, the police video cam from the body cam from.
And notice it's being released long after they've made their point to the public.
Exactly.
Remember we talked about a little bit of time. You got to have a little bit of time in there.
Yep.
Fill people's minds with a bunch of other crap. They forget the importance of it, the relevance of it. And then it's just a distant memory.
Exactly.
It's designed this way, people. You don't think that there's top military psychologists working with the globalists? You know, really? They know. They know the next move. These are people, if you went to a webpage, they can tell you ahead of time whether you're going to push the blue button or the red button.
That's right.
Or the green button. They know these. They know how the human mind works. We have our work cut out for us.
And another thing that's not, or that's somewhat underplayed, is in tandem with that, is the artificial intelligence projects that are being worked on. the transhumanism is part of this as well, in order to control the masses for the objective of this one world government.
And with a declining population, AI is going to become the tool and the arm of the elite.
I mean,
think about it. You can easily be replaced now by a robot around the house who says you can't. They're doing it on your job. You know what I mean? You're not screwing the lug nuts on anymore, Jim. I'm serious. No, stop and think about it.
I know.
Piece by piece by piece. And then they wonder, oh, unemployment's so high. You think? Really? Surely you jest.
Well, there, I think Steve Kirsch, I'm not sure who had this. There was an interesting article about where are all the, oh, it was Brownstone Institute that had an article about where are all the workers? Now, I don't know about you, but I'm having a hard time finding anybody to do anything, whether it be plowing the snow out of my driveway.
Or speaking English. Sorry, I had to get that one in there. Sorry. Here's the sad part. It's by design.
It's by design.
It's all, but that's the next one. And we need to take a whole show and dive into that because people aren't understanding this mass immigration.
You know, yesterday.
And the numbers. And what happened to the numbers? It was originally, I know in Canada, Trudeau, it was going to be 200,000 a year.
Okay, well,
now they're pushing them. They want a million a year.
Let me
or more.
I don't
care what country it is. You aren't building your infrastructure fast enough to handle this.
No.
Take a drive down the street. You know what I mean? It's nuts.
Well,
I don't care where you're at. I don't care what where you're at, U.S. or Canada. It's nuts.
Okay, so. What I remember, 251,000 month to date coming across the southern border, 1.2 million since Biden has been in office. Think about those friggin' numbers.
And okay. Not a finger lifted to stop them.
Exactly. And 38 known terrorists, people on the terrorist watch list, 10 pedophiles. I think that was year to date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I could be wrong on the dates, but I'm not wrong on the numbers.
I mean, he is a standing dereliction of duty charge.
But you know, it's not him though. It's even the right. It's the Uniparty.
But what turned him? Except greed.
Well,
it had to be greed. It has to be greed.
Follow the
money. You can't promise him long life. We promise you don't kill you, but you can't promise them long life. So what can you promise them? Money, power.
Exactly. A seat at the globalist table.
This table.
Yep.
Yeah. And look at like the New England, New Zealand thing. What's going on there? What was that about?
You tell me. I was going to ask you about that.
I have hit that from every drive. I have people from New Zealand emailing me. And asking me, and I'm like, folks, I'm sorry, I just don't have an answer for you.
So, I mean,
sincere. I have people emailing me that are scared.
Okay, they're scared. You're talking about scared. The resignation.
They're scared to even email and ask. Hey, yeah. What's going on?
Yeah.
What is going on in New Zealand?
Right.
Doug, what? Did I miss something?
Well, the guy replacing Jacinda Ardern appears to be even worse than her in terms of lockdowns and Chinese style communist application. Now, look, I don't know if she was getting cold feet or if there was a Biden thing going on. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
And I firmly believe, and if you think about it, remember the shooter in the mosque over there in New Zealand?
Yes. Yes, in Christ or
but did you notice all that just kind of went away? Okay, the shooting happened.
Yeah,
laws were changed.
Yep,
in New Zealand, literally within days, based on that shooting, and then everything about that shooting just kind of it served its purpose and it just kind of went away. Just tuck it over there.
Yeah,
folks, stop and look at these things. I honestly think the shooting was set up. And reason being is this Muslim can do no wrong thing. that we seem to be experiencing. There's like this evolution going on. I don't know how to explain this, except where we're seeing a lot of things in society where they're just lifting their hands away, like these masses of 25 black kids going into a store and robbing the store, and nobody does a thing. Oh, no, just let it go. Just let it go. It's like after the Civil War, the rights that they gave to the black people to step on the white people in the South and take their plantations. And I mean, it was chaotic after the Civil War. People don't know about that, that chunk of history. Okay, one of our readers, I believe, turned us on to that. Yep. And I started digging into it, and I was like, wow, what a piece of history that they certainly don't teach in school. They're doing it again.
You got to ask yourself, you got to admit, you know, ask the question, who backed the North and who backed the South during the Civil War? And you'd be surprised at the answers.
We would end up with the bankers again. See, well, folks, yeah. The bankers have been around since Jesus threw them out of the temple. Okay. You know what I'm saying? There's our first real evidence of bankers and bad people in, you know what I mean, in the banking industry. God tossed them out.
I'm telling you, you're 100% right. And I think I find it very interesting that the one time that
Jesus tossed them out, excuse me.
Yeah. Jesus was really got pissed off, man.
I would have loved to have been there.
that would have been something to.
I'd have been right there with him, and you would too.
Yep. But see, so all of this, as we've laid out, I think is connected, and I'm looking at, so at we've got about 9 minutes left or 8 minutes left. So rather than go through anything else. I really want people.
What's next? That's what people are going to ask us. What's next?
Okay, so you feel that, if you don't mind, what's next? Because
I think we need to look at that almost regionally. They haven't accomplished what they wanted to in Syria. That's certain. Iran is still a variable on the table that I don't understand. How we're dealing with them, our methods don't make sense, and I'll attribute that to the fact that John Kerry's mixed in this somewhere. That's why nothing makes any sense. No, I'll tell you right now, there's a trinity of evil. Is if you take Kerry, Obama, and Clinton, there's your axis of evil as far as foreign policy in the United States. Why is John Kerry still discussing foreign policy in the United States in an unofficial capacity? Well, I don't understand these guys. Why don't we just, hey, Sean, we have Sean Penn. We could send him over.
Well, I think we did once.
Yeah, that went well. We were invading the country a few weeks later.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, but folks, pay attention. Doug, I think this is something we need to discuss more.
Yes.
Are the points, because by the time I appear on the show again, another event will have happened that we should be able to. And you notice on all of these guys, we can prove this to you. We can point out two or three things that brings it into the loop. Okay. That makes it part of this. Okay. You don't want more than that, because then it would become obvious, and then it would interfere with the globalist plan. They want this to just be part of the norm, and they're good at this. They're good at structuring this. Okay. By the time I see you again, another event will have happened that we should be able to tie into this.
You know, yeah, you're right.
We're about due.
We are about due.
We're about due, Doug. I'm almost saying we're seeing this stuff almost monthly now. This isn't semi-annually. This stuff's coming fast.
Yes.
Things are coming fast. When things start coming fast, it means there's going to be a crescendo here coming up. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Are you ready for that?
Well,
are you good? Are you good in your home, your family, good in everything? Are you good with God?
There you go.
It's coming. Everything's going to come to a head here eventually. And nothing, even an infection in a body, eventually shows somewhere.
It does. And you know, you look at all of the things that we touched upon, the connections, the fact that we look, I think as we approach the next or next time together, I think people need to really make sure you're spiritually, if nothing else, spiritually prepared, because this is going to really tear at you spiritually. And we haven't even talked about the, you know, the myriad of other things that we could throw into the mix, but you can see where at least this stuff is connected and everything else is connected as well, you know? So,
and I think, well, in one of the future shows, we'll dig more into the Ukraine. To me, the Ukraine was always toilet.
Oh yeah.
A financial channel. I mean, it was a place where the good guys and bad guys could mix.
Yep.
And walk away with what they wanted.
You know, and that kind of reminded me of,
and I yes. think Putin, I'll be honest with you, I think Putin took a shot in there. He, you know what? This may be because he saw what happened to Trump. It could be that simple, because Putin always respected Trump. Wow. There wouldn't be any war going on right now in Ukraine if Trump was in office.
That I agree with. And I think Joe Biden along with the military, they're attempting to erase some of their secrets, including the 40 biolabs or however many biolabs there are in Ukraine.
Just I'm going to say, I mean, this is just my thought. I think that there were some gold reserves stashed there. That's just my feeling. Anytime there's illegal money, there's also good money.
Yes.
And I honestly think that there's far more to the Ukraine. Man, if we ever get the chance to do forensic auditing on that country, it would be amazing.
It'd be a nightmare.
It'll never happen. Now, it'll never happen because everything's so tainted. There's nothing coming out of there that's truthful, including the leader. Zelensky is full of crap.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry, man. I hate to see your people die, but you're the one letting them die, Zelensky.
But isn't it funny, though?
Don't come crying to us. Yeah, don't come crying to us.
I just find it very amusing to see the people on certain forums with Ukrainian flags, the virtue signaling, you know, I stand with Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. Zelensky is a political whore.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
Because when Trump was in and he needed him to back him up, oh, yeah, no problem, Mr. Trump. I heard the phone call, you know, right? And then Biden, he's kissing Biden's ass. He's kissing Pelosi's ass. And Adam Schiff, oh, God. I couldn't be in the same room with that guy. Well, I could be in the same room. Give me 30 seconds. Anyway, that's where we're at with these people. These are evil people. And don't think that what Doug said, the Republicans are in on this too. Romney, his son, has got something going on over there. Just because it's not front page news doesn't mean it's not going on. Dig, people. Dig, dig, dig. Next time we see you, you're going to be better educated.
And leave comments, folks. And please support us.
If there's something you want to see on the show. Yeah, if there's something you want to see.
Yes. Or to discuss whatever. Leave comments. Rumble and Brighteon both accept the comments. And bookmark or subscribe to both. Support us.
And please support the show. And folks, like we covered that in the beginning, do not send me checks with my name on it. Everything goes through Hagman Investigative Services. That's how we're able to do this. Please.
Amen to that. Amen. Yeah, you're exactly right. Brother, you're looking good. By the way, you know, we're the U.S., with the Biden regime is seriously considering sending Abrams tanks to Ukraine. The escalation, which you said earlier about something happening, you know.
Yeah, but we these guys can't fly a helicopter. Come on. We still haven't got to the bottom of that, Doug. That's a mess. There's a mess right there. There's a treasure trove of information in that helicopter crash.
You know, people have already forgotten about how many people.
The helicopter crash.
Yeah. How many people.
That's old news. It was a whole week ago.
Yeah,
that's the way
helicopter crash. Yeah, we have to dig into that more because there's some people that knew some things ain't there no more. And
Ron Browned them, baby.
Absolutely, brother. Hey, you take it easy. Get some rest, okay?
All right. Well, I'm gonna actually sit out for a while here and relax.
All right. Folks, God bless you. Have a great day.